It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin Insurance Commission has issued its first asset forfeiture related to fraud after the state legislature granted that agency more authority to handle fraud back in 2023.
Meanwhile, rates for home and auto insurance are surging across the country, with companies seeking an average 11% rate hike this year.
Here to talk with us about this and other issues related to insurance in Wisconsin is Nathan Hodek, Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance. Commissioner Hodek, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Good morning.
We have this first forfeiture related to insurance fraud under these new rules, this new authority from the legislature. How did that process go compared to the old way of doing this kind of thing?
Well, this new authority has really given us the ability to investigate and prosecute insurance fraud in a broader way than we've been able to in the past. And it allows us to take a broader approach and really look at potential insurance fraud that's occurring across all lines of insurance, with a specific focus on property and casualty, especially auto insurance, as well as workers' compensation insurance fraud.
Now, this case involved a business. Can you give us the broad outlines of what the violation was and how you caught it?
Certainly. So in this first action, we issued a forfeiture against a Milwaukee area business owner who had misrepresented his business for the purpose of essentially underpaying insurance premiums for workers' compensation. So between 2016 and 2022, he made a number of different misrepresentations to his insurer that essentially resulted in him paying about $100,000 in workers' compensation underpayments. And we got a tip that this was occurring, and our fraud attorney investigated this. We found out that this, in fact, was occurring, and we issued a forfeiture earlier this month.
In statements about this, your department has made the case that the victim of the crime isn't just, you know, the insurance company that was being underpaid, that this, in effect, can affect all ratepayers in the state. Connect the dots for us.
Yeah, so insurance fraud is not a victimless crime. Oftentimes people think, well, it's just a little white lie. You know, maybe they're not honest on their insurance application, or they file a claim on a homeowner or auto insurance issue, and they think, well, you know, it's minor. It's not that big of a deal. But the reality is insurance fraud across the country costs an estimated $308 billion across all lines of insurance with fraud, again, across the entire country. And what that means is that families end up paying about $750 to $1,000 more per year in their insurance premiums because basically people are being dishonest in how they're filling out their insurance applications or in the claims that they're submitting.
I imagine your goal isn't we're going to do lots of prosecutions because people are doing lots of fraud, but rather that the message gets out there that you shouldn't do the fraud in the first place. So what are you sending? What message are you sending to, in this case, businesses on how they handle paying for that workers' compensation insurance?
We always encourage everyone to follow the law. You know, it's important that, you know, when people fill out their insurance application, when they submit information with regard to their workers and how they classify their workers in particular, which is a big issue, that they're doing that accurately and correctly. And, you know, I realize that people don't like to pay insurance premiums, whether you're an individual or a business owner. But, you know, like anything else, we have to pay for the services that we receive, and everyone has to pay their fair share. And if someone is being dishonest and trying to get out of paying their fair share, what that means is somebody else is picking up that cost. So ultimately, we would hope that everyone, again, whether you're an individual or whether you're a business owner, that everyone's being honest.
Commissioner Hodek, people might be listening saying, okay, great, we've caught this fraud. But hang on, I'm an insurance customer. I pay premiums to a company for health insurance, auto, home, whatever. What if that company I've been paying money to doesn't fulfill, in my opinion, their obligations? Does your department help out in those kind of cases where an insurer isn't doing what they're obliged to do based on what their customers have been paying for?
Yes. So that is one of the things that our agency does is provide assistance to insurance consumers. If people feel like they are not being treated fairly through the claims process or through other any other component of the insurance process by either their insurance company or their insurance agent, they can feel free to contact our office, and we have dedicated staff who are experts in providing assistance to people, to helping answer questions. We can act as an intermediary and contact a company or an agent to try to get information if people feel like they are not getting correct or timely information. So it's important for people to realize that our office, the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, is here as an important resource for all insurance consumers in Wisconsin.
We're talking to State Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodek about various issues in the insurance industry for businesses and consumers. Now, we're seeing requests for insurance rate increases in states around the country. Car, homeowner insurance rates risen 11% on average last year. This works differently from state to state. What is Wisconsin's Insurance Commission's role in premium setting?
Yes, so we... For many types of insurance in Wisconsin, insurers file their rates with our office, and as long as the rates comply with laws and they are deemed to be actuarially justified, then those rates can be used in the market. And it's important to always remember that insurance rates for any type of insurance, whether it's auto insurance, homeowners insurance, health insurance, they reflect the underlying cost of the thing that's being insured. And as we look at increases, especially in like the property insurance market for homeowners insurance, you know, a lot of those increases are being driven by more severe weather events that we're seeing. They're being driven by some of the supply chain disruptions that we continue to see still dealing with from COVID. And there are a number of other factors that have been driving up the cost of, you know, what it costs to build a home or replace a home. And, you know, the reality is we in Wisconsin are not alone in seeing these rate increases. You know, this is happening across the country, especially in places like Florida or obviously the West Coast, where you're seeing massive wildfires and other severe weather events. The reality is that those weather events and cost increases for supplies and labor ultimately get reflected in insurance costs.
Are you seeing those kind of big insurance, those big premium increases coming across the table here in Wisconsin?
No, we have been seeing increases in Wisconsin, but you know, we do continue to have some of the lowest insurance rates for both auto and homeowners insurance coverage in the country. And, you know, I know that's not necessarily comforting when people might be seeing their homeowners insurance going up by double digits. But again, you know, those rate increases are the result of cost increases overall. And this is something that's happening across the country. And frankly, the rate increases in a lot of other states are significantly higher than what we've been seeing in Wisconsin.
You were recently selected to head a national committee on insurers' financial solvency, so making sure that they can meet their obligations, as you mentioned, in the face of extreme weather being part of the story. How big an issue is this, that insurance companies are going to have the money that they have on the hook for our premiums?
I mean, the positive thing is, you know, insurance regulators take a very strong approach to making sure that insurance companies remain financially solvent. And, you know, a part of that obviously is ensuring that adequate premium is being collected. But it's also important for insurers to be assessing the increased risk from things like the changing weather patterns and more severe weather events that we've been seeing. And, you know, fortunately, most insurers recognize that these changes are happening, and they're making sure that they are changing their business models and their pricing and underwriting and all the other practices that go into running an insurance company to make sure that they are able to remain solvent. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we as insurance regulators want to ensure that companies are there to fulfill their promise to policyholders in the future.
Your agency put out a guideline to insurers about the use of artificial intelligence, AI, presumably in the evaluation of insurance claims. What is your message to companies and how they use this emerging technology that's showing up all over the place?
Yes, so we issued an artificial intelligence bulletin, it's called. And essentially what it does is inform insurers that if you are using artificial intelligence, that the existing insurance laws and regulations that are currently on the books still apply to the use of this new technology. So yes, you know, we all recognize that there is benefit to consumers from adoption of new technology and digitization, and that's a positive. And we don't want to impede that benefit. We don't, to consumers, we don't want to stand in the way of insurers being able to adopt new technology. But as regulators, it's important that we are also communicating to companies that as they are adopting new technology, they need to be thinking about how existing laws and regulations apply to the use of that new technology.
Commissioner Hodek, just briefly, if somebody's heard something and they think they have something to communicate to your agency, reporting what they think might be an instance of insurance fraud or thinking that a claim has been denied illegally, what's the process? How do they reach out to your agency?
Yeah, the best way is go to our website, oci.wi.gov, oci.wi.gov. And you can find a number of places to submit information about insurance fraud, or going back to your question about needing assistance with issues with an insurance company or an agent. All that information is on our website, and we have people who are here who can provide assistance, can follow up on any potential fraud that people would like to report. Mm-hmm. And it's just important that people know we're here as a resource for them.
Commissioner Hodek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Nathan Hodek, Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance, talking about a number of issues in the insurance industry.